you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato, and boy, have we had a day.
We have had a day, and we're so excited because we have one of my best friends. Can I call you my best friend?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I feel like this guy, I haven't known him for a long time, but he has become one of my best friends. You know him from the Honeydew podcast. He's one of the funniest guys ever. It's Ryan Sickler.
Thank you. That's nice.
You're welcome.
We've bonded pretty quickly.
I do
quickly.
Feel like we're best friends.
Super
Is
quickly.
That weird to say?
Nah.
It's a really nice thing to say.
It is a really nice thing to say. Also,
you don't want to be the weird girl that's like, my best friend. Have you ever met the girl that's not your best friend?
As somebody else who she calls a best friend, she doesn't say that to everybody.
That's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're best friends.
I mean it.
I was just thinking about it the other day, like, I'm 49. How many more times in my life, in this adulthood, am I going to meet a new friend? You know what I mean? That's a good fun. One. A good one.
Let alone a new best friend.
Right. Let alone a new bestie.
I'm a bestie.
So here we are.
Here I am. We went on the road together.
We did. We had a killer weekend in La Jolla.
We had fun.
We did.
It was great. Sickler sold out all of his shows.
Nice.
We had a great time. It was fucking packed. Your fans are so cool.
They are good.
They're good people.
Thank God. They're good people.
They're chill people. They drink. They don't get too drunk. They mostly get high. They're like nice. They're not
you know
annoying.
What a quiet thing every manager without knowing they've told me is they all drink a lot and they tip very well. And I was like, fuck yeah, good. They're taking care of people out there. Good.
Good. Good. Yeah, we had a great time. We were in San Diego. I got robbed at a coffee shop. Remember that?
Robbed how? How much?
These motherfuckers.
You know, a regular cup of coffee is, what, $8? They charged her double.
It was $11 or $12, I looked. Because, you know, now I set up a thing so that I get a text every
now
time.
I'm picturing you getting robbed for your coffee.
Yeah. No, the okay, girl behind the counter hustled her.
It was dramatic. It was some hipster bitch with a fucking Target tattoo on her arm. She
pocketed that extra $4.
And I even told her that her tattoo was nice, which really insulted me that she could smile in my face and then stab me in my back.
Right. What if that's the reason she got it? Every time that someone says it, she's
like
going to figure out a way to fucking hustle.
Steal. This person trusts me. What if that's her thing? This person trusts me.
Smart.
It's the person.
Can I tell you one of the most, we had such fun, but one of the funniest things all weekend that I saw was Kim Congdon got way high and Kirsten and Kim and I were down in the, first of all, you're not allowed to have pets in this hotel now. Uh-huh. So now I'm sneaking Princess
in
there
in a bag
with
everywhere.
A bag and a blanket over. It looks like we're sneaking a dog
in
the
place,
right? You can
hear a barking.
So
I have to start barking at Sickler to play like an off like.
Fun.
And there
like,
was one
I
time.
Love to play. Role playing.
No
role
bullshit. Play. A guy and a lady in the elevator. They were talking about something and the lady barked for some reason, and I was like, nah, and the dog just started barking. I was like, nah, we're not. But anyway.
You mean a real lady barked
in
the elevator?
Yeah, she was telling a story like my dog went
that
like that, and I was like, get
that
the
is so
of
unlucky.
All times.
What are the fucking odds?
Of all
that's
fucking times. And a dog
well,
starts barking.
That's also how I know that this is all a fucking simulation.
Listen, I'm with you
that's
on
crazy.
That.
That's crazy.
Why would
Who
she
does
do that?
That?
We saw a rollover accident on the way to
on
the
On the way there. The guy got out of his car on the freeway, and the other one's still smoking.
No.
We called 911. That we couldn't even get through, and we're like, oh, people are probably calling left and right. And the lady said we were the first person to call. That's crazy.
3 minutes later, first person to call.
Crazy.
Huge accident.
Anyway, Kim's high as shit. We're all high.
You're mushroom high or
no,
weed
I'm weed high.
High.
But the way this don't just say I'm high as shit. The way this motherfucker smokes.
The whole gang was high as shit. I could tell by the two of you.
Yeah, we were high.
And we're down there trying to put our credit card up against the vending machine, a little tap, right?
Okay.
And I'm watching Kim's like, it's not working. It's not working. And I can see that she's using her driver's license.
Oh,
okay. And she is touching this mother. So she goes to the next one. She's like, None of them are working. And I, before I could tell Kirsten, don't say it, she goes, you're using your driver's license. I was like, oh, we could have had, we could have video of this. I'd have zoomed in on that shit. I was like, oh, God, look at her over there. She was about it, though. Like,
sometimes you do dumb shit when you're really
that high. Was a good
that
one.
Sounds like a drunk mistake.
Driver's license. I put a lot we weren't even drunk at all.
That sounds like you're
I don't know if anyone had.
High.
I don't know if curse. I don't think anyone had a drop of alcohol
Wait,
weekend.
Nobody drank one sip of alcohol all weekend.
That's my kind of weekend. Sister.
Yeah. Way better.
Way better. No drinks.
I feel you guys on that.
It's just too much. I'd rather eat. If I'm going to fill up on sugars and something that's going to make me feel bad, I'd rather it be food. The thing
also,
I liked about
smoking
Sickler,
weed and eating goes together so well, and smoking weed and drinking alcohol kind of just fucks you up and gives you the spins.
Mm-hmm. Worst night, you can't work like that. Mm-hmm. You can't enjoy your day the next day. It's too much. And I like hanging out with Sickler because he's the type of person, I sent you this meme.
That was nice, yeah.
He's the type of the person that we're at lunch, he takes us out to, what was it, a sushi spot for lunch. And while we're eating the sushi, this motherfucker's going, where are we going for dinner? Like mid-sushi.
But also, in my defense, as I chanted USA, USA, we had two shows and we had to figure out, because anything decent was closed after the second show.
Right.
So while we're having lunch, we need to figure out what we're going to have for dinner. We're going to get fucked and get garbage.
Yeah, first show's too early, second
7-Eleven fucking hot dogs.
I also feel
and
like
shit.
That's travel energy. Like if you're not in your place where you live, you're anywhere else, what do you have to do other than eat?
Like, yeah.
Waiting,
it's
always
so good
awaiting
to eat
your
sushi
meal.
And be on Yelp looking for the next thing. Oh,
that's
hell
dream,
yeah.
That's living like a king, yeah.
We did.
Yeah, except this bitch stole from me.
Okay. $4.
I won't let it go.
I know.
She fucking didn't turn the iPad over after I ordered the coffee. You know, when you're, I had ordered the day before, and it gave you the choice of the tip.
Of course.
And she didn't turn it over.
Which I don't like that, by the way. I don't like how now I'm being suggested to give a tip
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Subway?
Like, I walked in.
Subway.
The nerve. The fucking.
Subway.
Like, the absolute balls.
Get the fuck out. And I go basic on my sandwich.
You guys had a pedophile as a mascot.
Thank
Don't ask
you.
Me for a tip.
Subway wants a tip.
I have no problem in the world pressing no tip and swinging it back at them.
Actually,
I don't
flip
give
it.
A fuck,
so
dude.
It falls.
I want them to see that I'm not giving them a tip.
I always get pressured. I go, here's a dollar. Two.
It depends on where I am.
Delivering something to my house, or if they're my Uber driver, or if whatever. But if I'm doing all of the work of going into the place where you buy the item, I'm not giving the guy a tip because he works behind the counter. It's
Dude,
fucking psychotic. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't care.
You think Subway's bad? It's at the craziest places. I'll go into a place to buy a soap. I'll go into a soap shop, handmade soap.
Like what? Oh,
handmade
oh, like
soap. I'll click the thing and then it'll say tip. And I said, bitch, this is your store.
You're an artisanal fucking soap shop.
I bought a $72 soap and your ass went from your fucking small
soap.
Shop.
There's
now
a 9% gratuity included.
I'm done.
Like, is that what that says right here?
I'm done.
You made this soap in your bathtub, by the way, at home. Like,
yes.
Yeah. I can't.
I'm done.
Is that show soap, like show towels? You know what I mean? You don't really use the soap. It just sits out for decoration.
No. I use all my soaps.
Okay, you use your soaps.
My soap's good.
You don't have any show soaps?
Straight in my butt. Well, every soap I've got's gone straight to my ass.
That's her inside soap.
It's my inside soap. Yeah, so this bitch takes money from me. And then that
so
was
you're
it.
Saying she pressed the 15% or whatever.
I don't know
it was
what she did.
Own.
I don't know what she did, but I was like, that's weird. And then I get a text because I added a thing on my phone that every time I get a text when I get a charge. And then it said it was $12. And I said, are your lattes $12? I went back and I did this with my head. And that means a Puerto Rican's about to hit you. so I said, are your lattes $12? And she said, she was like, no. And I was like, okay, I think I got overcharged. And she was like, okay. And then I looked at my receipt and I had two lattes on there. But there was only one latte on the counter. She only made one latte, but her ticket said two.
No.
Which
two
means
lattes.
She was
going to
charge me for two, see if I didn't notice. And then when I didn't notice, I know what she was going to do because I am a scammer. She was going to delete the latte off, but still have that $6 that I had gone missing that I don't care about, obviously, in the ether. And then she was going to transfer that over to her own tip.
My friend and I used to have a similar
grift
at
McDonald's.
I think
a little differently.
You think differently?
Slightly. I think she's keeping your money.
Okay.
But I think she's making that coffee and she's having it for herself. I think you bought her a coffee too. That's what I think.
I think they drink free coffee.
at Buzz, no. $19 motherfucker.
Now you're calling them by name.
Buzz, we except we said it before. We'll say it again.
At everything, five Z's in the, at the end of that motherfucker.
Everything is allegedly on the broad topic.
That was 5 minutes for every, or 5 minutes for every motherfucking minute you waited. It was like 40 minutes for a black cup of coffee.
But it was really good. Really good coffee.
Really
even if they steal from you, it's good.
She I'm sorry, we interrupted. I want to hear
no,
the McDonald's.
The
I want to hear your McDonald's.
No, I mean,
scam.
I kind of get it. I feel like, well, I used
were
to
you
have.
Scamming at the
we were scamming Mickey
I'll trade you a hustle.
Me and my friend.
Okay, let's
we were
hear
in the drive thru together. And I can't remember exactly how it was done. I know that she would put in my, like, she was taking the orders and she would put in way more than the people actually ordered. Mm-hmm. Then. Charge them, refund. It was a way that we were actually fucking stealing from McDonald's and not the customers, which is why we felt okay about it.
Yeah,
I can't
that's
remember
what,
how
that's
it
how
got
you do
to
it.
That, but I mean, we got as like 16-year-olds, like a couple $100 each out of this before we were like, I don't want our manager to find out that our first job ever, we get the police called on us. I can't. But
yeah, you go to jail.
But we did get a couple $100. It was great.
I'll tell you the hustle we did. I might have just told you this in La Jolla. So. When I first moved here to LA, I got a job at a hotel, right? A high-end Beverly Hills hotel right down here in at off Pico and Beverwill. It's a Lowe's hotel now, but it was called the Beverly Prescott back then. And I worked a bunch of different jobs, but front desk was primary.
It's like five-star service.
Yeah, high fucking end. I come from Baltimore. Like, I didn't even know what a concierge was until I worked at this place. I was like, a what?
He was like, isn't that when you eat snails?
I didn't know any of this shit, right? I didn't know turn down serve. I didn't know anything about fancy hotels because I had never been in a, I hadn't even been in a lobby of a place like this. But now I'm working there, right? So they have this deal. These older men would come in. And when I say old, we're talking mid to late 70s, not 60s, 70s. Shuffling, you know, but dripping with money, dripping with money. And they've already contacted, they go to the GMs. This is what blows me away of the hotel. And they say, look, I'm going to be fucking a bunch of different prostitutes or side chicks. I can't put it on a credit card because my wife's going to find out about it. So I'd like to make a cash exchange. Okay. This is all done before we even know about this. And that's what they do. Okay. And then the GM will come to us and explain to us these situations. So we're going to have a guest today. He's going to be in around 2 p.m. He's going to pay cash. And what happens is when you pay cash, at least back then, I think you had to put like $2,500 down in case you trash that fucking room or whatever, because
right,
they don't
like
have
the
any way to get
they,
it.
That they would have taken on your credit card.
And then when they come back, it's like a $500 cash room for the day, and then you give them the $2,000 back.
Right.
Okay?
Sure.
And these $2,500 is like a quarter to these motherfuckers. Yeah. It's nothing. And I'm just looking at $2,500 like it's $25,000, you know?
Right.
So these guys will come in. They come in the lobby, and the girl is down in the garage, and she is sent up through the service elevator. She's not allowed to come in the lobby.
Like a celebrity.
Right. Not allowed to. Like a side chick. Like a side chick.
Like a fucking
like
slutty
a side chick.
Celebrity.
Yes.
Wow.
And like a celebrity in porn.
So we'll check him into the room. We'll be like, okay, you're in room.
Just getting ready for old dick.
Old.
I know.
Ew. Wrinkly dick.
I know. Old dick
powdered
is so
dick.
Disturbing to me. Like a
Metamucil breath.
It just takes
when
so
you said
much
powdered,
money.
I felt like it was powdered wig and not Johnson & Johnson. I felt like I was so old I had a powdered wig down there.
No, I think
and
they powder their dick.
I just think, yeah, they have to powder them or else they get crusty.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So we check the dude into like whatever, 502. Then he'll, excuse me, tell her 502. He goes up the main elevator. She goes up the service elevator. They meet. They're supposed to be there.
They're comfortable with so many like employees knowing the whole situation.
Yeah. We all
lot.
Knew.
Yeah.
We all know because he comes in, he does his cash, mm-hmm. whatever. We check him in. He's got to have his real name.
There, you know, there, it's like a whole thing where a guy will take a different women to the same restaurant and the people at the restaurant will act like it's the first time seeing the guy.
Yeah.
We have a guy who does that at Leisure Skanks every week.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So I was telling Kim that these guys, they're supposed to be up there fucking these young girls for, and when I say young, I don't want to be not underage at all, but for 77, these girls are probably mid-20s, you know, late 20s. That's young in comparison to these dudes.
And I think most 77-year-olds just aren't even fucking anymore. Like,
so that's what I was going to say. 20 minutes every time. 20 minutes every fucking time. So the hustle was, we knew they didn't shower. They were in and fucking out. All they did was probably mess the bed up a little bit. So we would call housekeeping and say, hey, we just checked a family into 502, but it's on the street side. It's too loud. They want the other side of the hotel. We're going to switch them over. Boom, housekeeping goes in, flips that fucking room around as if it's never used. We wipe it out of the system. Homeboy comes back down. We give him his $2,000, and we all split the 500.
Nice.
All the time. We were hoping these dudes were cheating on their wives. We were like, come on, man. Where are these old guys with the young girls today? Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. They're coming. Oh, here he comes.
Shuffling. Shuffling in. And these girls were cute because you'd see them from time to time. The door would accidentally open up and be like, damn, her? Like, oh.
Really?
Oh, head turners.
All right, you guys. Let's take a quick moment and talk about one of our favorite sponsors. You guys, if you're listening to this show, you've heard of them before. You know all about them. It's fucking rockauto.com. Now, this is important for people who like own a car, or if you work on cars, or if you have like a car shop. That's like if you have a car shop and you haven't heard of this company already, that would be crazy. But if you just like own a car, this is a really cool place where you could get just about any auto part you need at a really good price. So let's say like you got into a fender bender and your fender's bent and now you need a new fender. Go to rockauto.com. They probably have the right fender to your car. And if they don't, you might even just have like a blast looking at other things that they have for your car. They are the like leader in car parts in this world. They've been in business for over 20 years and they make it really easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. The best part, there's no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, will still charge you storefront markups. I dealt with this earlier this year, actually. Mike Harrington had to make a complaint to the Better Business Bureau because a counter guy, like, kind of just noticed that I was a woman and was like, you know what? I'm going to take advantage of this girl. I'm going to take her for all the money she's got. Guess where that wouldn't have happened? RockAuto.com. At RockAuto.com, you could easily find everything you need. And whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So if you're into cars, go to RockAuto.com and check out all the parts they have available for your car. One more time, that's RockAuto.com. No promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. When you order, just let them know that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. That's going to help us out, and you know we love it. All right, one last time, rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show.
Head turners.
I wonder if any of the wives ever tried to get back at them by banging young, hot dick.
No.
Old women.
I mean,
no, it just doesn't happen like that.
No, we're just not built like them.
There's that one.
Even if you are, you know what you're getting?
What?
You're not getting what we're getting when we pay for it.
No.
You get the beauty and the good looks for free. We got to pay for that.
Yeah.
You start paying for dick, you're not getting. God, imagine what that looks like.
A guy that's like an escort.
Yeah.
It's like a Fabio type.
Maybe worse.
I feel like, it would have to be like a sugar mama type situation. Mm-hmm.
I'm out on that.
No.
I'm not.
Yeah, no, that would never happen because the woman doesn't get enough from it.
No, just like mediocre dick and an annoying dude. Get out.
Not a young man bothering me in my glory years.
My glory years.
My worst nightmare, a young man. Anyone but a young man, please. I'm done. I went to the beach one day when we were in San Diego.
Yeah.
I had a fucking... And was I wrong about what I was a Karen? Well, I was a Karen at the restaurant.
A few times.
Tell me.
Kim can become a diva sometimes.
She wasn't wrong, though. I wasn't.
I'm never wrong.
She's never wrong.
She was not wrong at the restaurant. I wasn't at the beach, but I feel like if the situation was similar to the restaurant, I'm going to side with
Kim. It's that I'm just not going to silently let people fucking live in this.
Spray their nonsense everywhere.
No, don't be an idiot around me.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time. There's too many idiots. If I was dealing with idiots every day, I wouldn't have enough time to live.
No, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to enjoy my life because I'd be like concerned about idiots. I just would rather them move.
So what happened at the beach or whatever?
Well, first at the restaurant.
Okay. Guy, this squirrely motherfucker. Squirrely's the best way to... He's wiry, squirrely.
We just sit down. It's beautiful.
Sweaty and damp. Real, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, just that.
He's a server.
And he sneezes four times in a row.
Loud.
Loud as fuck. Just not even, right. You know, half-assed. And it could, easily. And then he's like grabbing up. Then he's grabbing everybody's drinks and food.
Over the bar.
Over the bar.
Coming over the elbow.
And Kim tells them, go tell him to wash his hands. And she can't. And so they go. Two people go over and whisper to him. He like looks back.
And I look him right in the eye.
And he goes to the other side. We never see him. If he disappears to wash his hands, I have no idea. But he goes to the other side.
Does he go out of sight?
She was so bothered by it. She's just staring over there into the abyss. And I'm like, eat your pancakes.
He's trying to talk to me.
Eat your pancakes.
He's like trying to be like, we're going to have great shows tonight. I'm like,
you hear only your own dialogue in your head about how upset you are with this motherfucker.
You know how I am about germs.
Yeah.
And then he mad dogged you on the way out.
All over the whole restaurant, mm-hmm. all over the service bar.
You're
where
about
all the
to
drinks
sit down.
Are. I'm so
we're
upset.
Sitting and watching it. Yeah.
And they bring over, we get ceviche.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is like so sensitive to sneeze. Does that make sense? It's
no,
like,
it does seem
if
like
I had a fried burger, it would be like better.
And
or
also
like a
the
burger.
Buns, like protecting the burger.
Yeah,
ceviche
yeah, yeah.
just open to the world.
Open fish with like ready to yeah. suck a sneezing.
I get it.
Does that make sense?
Planning right on the chips.
Because in my head, I start panicking and I start thinking of those little details and the little particles going like. And you
rather,
can see it in my
I'd
eyes. You're like, "Him, move on."
She was locked. She couldn't let it go.
Sneeze on for some reason. Yeah,
it took me a while. But
foods.
I moved past it.
We had a. I used to have a friend whose father. Anytime they went to a restaurant, if the server brought your drinks with his hand over
I
it like that,
that,
he would let him set it down. He would say, "Now go get me another one and put your hand around it like this." And
yes.
then they would just humbly go back. And be like, oh,
yes. Why are you putting your
Why
hand
you putting
over
your dirty
my
fucking
drink?
Hand over my drink?
I see it all
it's
the time. It drives me fucking nuts.
When it's my own drink, I feel like I put my hand over it to protect it from the outside world.
Of
but
course.
But it's somebody else that's completely inappropriate.
But I also
like,
have
I don't
a
need
rule.
Your palm over my coffee.
Yeah. It's like I'm allowed to touch my private parts, but you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I can smell them. Exactly. if... Like, no, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. Oh, if it's egregious, I'll say something.
Okay.
If it's not, I don't like to fuck with it until I get my food. Because I believe
you
they're
worry.
Rubbing their nuts all over my food and spitting all over my food and everything else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like to
too.
Wait till the food is here and then be like, hey, by the way.
And you always want to be really polite about
yeah.
it when you're bringing
Take
it
this
up.
Shit back because
no,
the
said-
homeboy over there sneezed 9 times.
He needs to go wash
his
hands.
He needs to
hands.
Go. Kim
and
said
I,
he needed to be fired.
No, I said he needs to be sent home. He's obviously sick. He was going like...
He was... Yeah.
He was dripping.
Sweating. Tired. I'm like, he needs to go home.
He had
I don't want to sit down at your restaurant when this fucking mutant is the face of mm-hmm. it.
And he was your server.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
But he didn't come over to this
it
my side
matter.
Of the restaurant until I left. Did he not come? We didn't
he
see
did
him.
Not. He stayed way to fuck.
Didn't
they,
see
I think
him.
They put him
wow.
outside until Kim left and they brought
so
him back
upset.
In.
Wow.
I was so visibly mm-hmm. upset by it. It was so gross. But then I felt better when I didn't see him.
Yeah, you will never sit through
a little
discomfort.
Something on your skin. There's that white right here. You touched it. Is it cream or something right there?
Maybe wax. I was surfing.
Oh, you might have wax on you.
I was surfing.
It's stuck. Probably wax.
It's wax.
I hope it is.
I
Jesus
it.
Christ, Kim.
Oh, it's right here?
No. Nope.
It's also up here.
Up there.
Is it jizz?
That's what I'm wondering
so
over.
So jizzed on my chest before
you
this.
You came into the studio with jizz chest.
Don't be coming with a pearl necklace on this. On the
I haven't heard that in a long time. I haven't heard pearl necklace in so long. That's
no,
a oldie. That's
I just
a oldie
was at the
but
beach.
A goodie. Right?
I was just at the beach. Yeah, we went in. I was a Karen again at the beach that day. I went and sat down at the beach and these motherfuckers started... playing loud EDM behind me.
Oh, there's nothing Kimmy hates more than beach music.
Well, I hate EDM the most.
Yeah,
even
loud
not
ass
at the
EDM.
Beach. At an EDM concert, I hate EDM. When I'm at the beach and the waves are going,
it's the most beautiful sound of nature there is, honestly.
And then every once in a while, you get a, gah. That's my bird.
I got it. Yeah, I heard the bird.
Gah. How do
That's
they
good.
Do it?
Yeah.
Now I hear boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
Yeah. You're reading a book?
About awakening after I complained.
She's laying on her mini surfboard, ass all out.
I'm proud
and over
of
there
you.
Yelling at people.
Kimmy opened a book and yelled at the music.
I'm trying
people.
To take a nap. She's down there carrying the beach up, she told me.
I mean, you really are growing up. I feel like that's so grown up to be lying on the beach reading a book, yelling at the people playing music.
It is. I'm getting old.
You're getting
old. You're getting old.
I would have never. Yeah, but
you're maturing.
I was like, can you bring your Coke energy somewhere else? Not on a nice beach? This is like, you don't belong
That's
here.
That's Sunday afternoon in La Jolla.
I don't know how to say this, but you don't belong here. but it was fun and, you know.
And did they turn the music off?
No.
Down.
They didn't turn it. They turned
I thought you said they turned it down.
Like a notch.
Oh, really?
Like, I had to physically move to the other side of the beach, and I did in front of them, and I could hear them, like, snickering when I moved. But I could have fought them, and I didn't.
Proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
Proud of you.
Thank you, guys. I'm growing and learning every day, sweetie. I am a different person at the beach.
Yeah. You absolutely are. You are, I feel like you're a family gal at the beach.
I am. I want to stop. I want to talk.
She likes to make friends with new people. Let everybody exchanges where they're from. They end the conversation with one of these. Oh, bye.
Bye, Greg.
This is one of these.
Craig.
That was my friend today.
Today was Greg. Last time was Theo. We got a little too close with Theo.
Yep.
Was he the weirdo you told me about?
Yeah.
It got turned weird. Yeah.
He went from 6'2 to 5'4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he just formed on the beach. But you know what? Sometimes when I take a little too much mushrooms and I hit the beach,
Theo comes out
of me,
yeah,
too.
I hear you.
Comes out of you.
I start rolling in the sand. I get a little, I could talk to dogs, too.
This man had sand on his lips.
But I get that.
He rolled in the sand so much that it was all over his lips. I was like, dude, that's crazy.
I'm glad,
it is.
I'm glad you didn't see me at the beach.
When, today?
Yeah, because like,
can we tell him what happened before the beach? Oh.
Yeah.
So,
you know Sarah.
Of course.
Wine Shank, my baby
Wine
girl.
Shank. She's the
my
best.
Soulmate.
Shank, the
my
best.
Sister.
She's a little queen.
Yeah.
We had to go to her house this morning. Like, we met up with her there before the beach.
We had to do a Zoom call.
Yeah, so that she and Sarah could take a brief meeting. And during this meeting, I go into the bathroom to find a candle on fire, is the only way I could describe it.
What
it's
mean?
Like this
it's
big.
It's a candle about this big.
Uh-huh.
It's on the back of her toilet.
And it's like a huge
flame.
A flame
coming, maybe like
the whole candle.
Shank's sitting there, shitting light in the joint,
like downtown,
right
in
the joint, buttons. Like the back of the toilet.
Dude, and I look at it, and I'm like, they're in the middle of a meeting, so I'm like, I'm not even gonna. It looked
Did
like
you
it was
put
contained.
It, out?
It was contained for the moment.
It was
I was
contained.
Like, I know this thing's not going anywhere right now, and
ceiling's black as shit up there.
Well, she has like
a shelf over
a
it.
A shelf over
oh,
it
that's
with like a big like wicker basket. Mm-mm. I swear to God, on the
she
shelf.
Had
this
only
is all bad.
She had only had flammables above it. She it's like she placed
it was
a candle.
Toilet paper. Like.
The toilet paper was hanging,
like dangling right
yeah.
over it.
She had some yarn. Yep. I don't know, like anything.
Right, and I'm looking at it, and I noticed that she put a whole fucking stick of, you know, Palo Santo, the stuff, it's like,
this
it's bitch. Like,
you know, the white
incense.
Girls, they like,
you light the stick of wood, and it smells good,
like
it
doesn't clear the room. Chompra? Oh, you mean sage?
Yes,
no,
but the
similar,
wooden version.
But it's like
okay,
wood.
I know what you're talking about.
She must have lit this two-wicked candle.
I was going to joke and say it was a sage candle, and it's what she did. She threw
she
that shit
it
in it.
She had a candle with two wicks that had maybe this much melted wax in it, and she just threw a piece of wood on the fire.
She threw wood on the wood on the fire. She created everything you need to make a bonfire in her bathroom.
Oh my God.
In her bathroom.
Shank. Yeah, so these two finish their meeting.
You
and
can't
I'm like,
smell that like pouring through the house?
It smells great, honestly.
It smells
it's beautiful.
So good.
It doesn't smell like everything's about to burn down.
No.
All right, so
it
she's at her parents'
like
house,
really
not out
candle.
In the canyon.
No, we're in the canyon.
Oh no
this
way.
Is in the canyon.
That's extra
bad.
Dangerous.
This could have been international.
It's dry
news.
As fuck
this
out
was almost
here right
really
now.
Bad, dude. Yeah. This was
gonna be news that made it all the way back to New
now
York.
Now this call we're doing is kind of an important call. And she doesn't know if she should interrupt us to be like during our Zoom meeting.
I'm literally
like might be a fire because it would be.
I'm like the fire marshal looking at it going, I think it's going to hold out another couple minutes. I'm like,
now you're waiting for our Zoom call to end.
don't know. Well, I think I would have maybe tried to set it in the tub or something. Don't you have a tub?
There was no picking it up. There was no thought of even touching it.
It was starting to crack. I was nervous. It's big, dude. It's big and on fire.
You're just watching that, looking at them.
Shank told me, listening to them. I'm like, it sounds like they're going to wrap soon. I think this thing is going to hold out another 10 minutes, like, for sure.
Shank told me one time that she had a crush on a guy, and when she knew he was going to come by, she bought a 16-wick candle, and I feel like that was the candle.
16 wicks.
Hey, she was trying to get some dick that night.
I mean, trying to get it, getting more, it, getting it again, getting it again. Those wicks are still
more,
gone.
The more wick, the better the dick. The more the wick, the better the dick.
You got a 22-wick candle.
It's like it's like she lives in a treehouse.
She
too.
Does.
Like, it's completely all wood.
With
everything.
Fire.
So we come out.
With fire furniture.
We finished this call. And even then, still, Alex is like, how was the call? It sounded good. She's having...
You haven't gone immediately to Hey Man.
No, I can't believe she didn't go immediately.
No, you know what happened? I was like a tiny bit stoned. It took me like 2 minutes to be like, oh yeah, the fire.
Okay, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. I want to take a moment to talk to you about one of our very favorite sponsors around Gas Digital Network. From the makers of Yo Kratom, you guys know them, you love them. It's YoDelta.com. Now's the time to head to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that are going to get you super stoned. So this is obviously for people who smoke weed, they like to get high. Maybe you want to try a new thing. Maybe weed's legal in your area, but you're over it. You want something that you might have a different tolerance to. I get it. I'll tell you right now, when I first used Delta 8 gummies, shit fucked me up a lot worse than regular like Delta 9 gummies because I was so used to the Delta 9. Giving the Delta 8 a little chance to work its way through my system had some benefits, dude. Like, it got me pretty fucked up. But anyways, yeah, if you like getting high, check it out. Check out YoDelta.com if you're over the age of 21, especially, and if you're living in the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys probably already know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states, and it gets you high. At YoDelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you, like I've said, that this stuff works and that the products should be taken responsibly. Even if I haven't necessarily done that, I mean, it's... Look out for your best interest. Take the products responsibly. Why not? So one more time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. So one last time, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, let's get back to the show.
So what'd you do?
So,
did you wave your driver's license at it?
I was like, Sarah, is your candle's like not supposed to like be on fire, right? And she was like, what? No, what? And went running in to look at it. And everybody, first of all, the two of them reacted a lot less like calm, cool, and collected than me.
You've been looking at it for 10 minutes.
She's
in there roasting marshmallows.
I'm just staring into the
fire. She's living her best life in it. She's taking pictures with it. It's on her Instagram story.
I was seeing my own spirit in the fire, connecting with my higher self. I was doing a whole thing.
Oh, God.
Kim and Sarah are like, put it out! Put it out! Sarah,
how'd you put it out?
She ran to the
sink. Grabs a glass of water.
She grabs a glass of water.
Pours it on.
She throws it on the fire.
Yeah.
And it gets huge.
I mean, it licked the wicker basket. It licked it back and forth like sensually, dude.
I panic. I don't know.
Kim is in a full panic.
I'm running in a circle. No, I'm not even getting water. I'm running in a circle going, what can I grab? I'm looking at Sarah's closet and she was like, she'll get mad if I use her vintage.
Man.
And then I go to her blankets. I'm like, that's too fluffy. Like, I can't find anything that's just like if there's a
frying
fire,
pan.
I take this
also,
thing.
Sarah's going back for more water to make it bust open again. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, guys, I think we need a blanket, like a wet towel. Something like
that.
I
don't know. I can't think.
What do you mean you don't know? What the fuck happened? You just left it?
No, Sarah.
You found out today that you're really bad in an emergency.
Yeah. Sarah threw a second thing of water on it. And it finally went out.
It worked.
The candle oil was boiling.
We could hear it. It was bubbling for another 5 minutes after
we put
it out. It was like...
like, it was like haunting Shank. Us. And then Shank is so neurotic. We were, this is the best part.
Look at you two. Look at you two.
This is the best part.
She's crazy.
We had to, there's this guy, I'm going to make up a name. There's this guy, because he has a funny name too. That we had to email back earlier that morning. She puts out the fire, goes, and she goes, we have to email back. Philly scene.
So professional. So profesh.
Really take a minute from the email, sister.
So profesh. Fucking fire's bubbling and smoldering. She's talking about fucking Eskimo
we have
Joe
to email
over
back
here.
Philly Steve. And I was like, what?
She was still thinking she still had a bucket in her hand when she was talking about emailing him.
That glass, you couldn't even touch it for 40 minutes.
She
it was
wanted
so
to move it so
hot.
Badly. We were like, it's going to explode into
the
your eyes.
Wall had black behind it a little.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Dog, it was crazy.
That first, like, you know when they do tricks at hibachi?
Yeah. Hibachi going wrong.
That was crazy, dude.
Stack of onions.
Shanks flicking shrimp into people's mouths. Crystals.
It was bad.
Flipping crystals into people's mouths.
It was bad. It was shocking.
Oh,
and
shit.
You know what? I am shocked about how bad I did, but to be honest, not really. I've had tester situations where I do panic.
Like what?
You're
what's
panicker,
a te- what's
I guess.
A tester situation?
Okay. In college one time, my friend Brandon, and my friend Roger, I would go and pay my rent and late. Like, and it'd be like by midnight or they charge you $50. So at 11:58 I'd be running to the box to go put my rent in. And then I was walking back from paying my rent to my apartment and I noticed two guys really far away. And they were in hoodies, and I saw one of them go like this, and he points at me, and I was like, that's weird. And they both put their hoodies up, stick their hand in their pocket, and just start running at me full sprint. And he gets up to me and goes like this, and I just sat. And
were they going to double rape you?
Maybe.
It was like, who's like boys and also going out to rape together? It's too much.
Well,
stop.
They weren't. It was my friends tricking me.
What did you do, though?
I sat and I pissed myself.
No.
I just sat.
Kim, did you really pee?
I went like this.
Did you really pee?
And I sat
you
and
just
I just
pee.
You sat down while they were running at you?
You sat down.
Just pee. And just pee.
You pissed yourself.
I pissed myself.
In
and they
fear.
Were like, they were like, ew. And I was like, I peed myself. Like, not fully all the way down, but
they
should have
bought you new everything.
Like,
jeans,
nothing short
underwear.
Of a literal superhero could have saved you. Nothing short of fucking.
And I did the thing where I was going to run and stay, and I was just kind of stuck, so I sat.
You sat and peed.
So I know I'm not great in an emergency situation.
You're actually the worst I've ever heard of.
That's terrible.
I don't know why. I don't know why, because you would think I'd be good in one.
Well, now you know jiu-jitsu. Do you think you'd still sit and pee?
Maybe.
But you'd fight in it, though.
But I'd have him in an arm bar.
Put it right in your crotch and piss on him.
Yeah.
He might be into it, though. Then you're really in trouble. That's his super strength. That's your luck.
He raped you after all.
He raped me after that, too.
He came to my eyes and blinded me, and he got away, this son of a bitch.
God damn it, you got me again.
I had a situation like yours, but we have the opposite reaction. So when I was in college, I was I would do a newspaper route for the New York Times in Baltimore. I'd go to Baltimore City, I'd pick up the New York Times, and then I would go and deliver it to people who had a subscription. I would start in the city. I'd work my way all the way down to Annapolis,
okay.
And then back up.
Okay.
That was like my circle, and it was far. And there's no one out that time of night. And my cousin originally had the job, but the route was so big, he lobbied them to split it in half. So he took one half, I took the other. So he knew the full route. So one night I get a flat tire, and I'm out there changing it. And it's payphones back then. I get a hold of him, and I'm like, look, man, I'm going to just let them know my shit's going to be late. I'm putting this baloney skin on. He was like, no problem. So I put the little baloney tire on, and there's always this one fucking house, okay? And it was, I'm trying to explain it. So if we're all looking this way, it's front-facing doors going down, okay? So if we all walk out, we look this way, and to the left is the street. Make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
There's like a fence here,
yes.
But everybody's got to go this way to get out or this way around to the right. Okay,
yes.
There's no walking directly forward.
Yes.
And the guy all the way in is the one with the fucking paper, and always their lights are off. It's pitch black. The further you get down in there, it's scary as fuck.
So I would just throw the best I could, and he would always complain. And my supervisor one night's like, I'm going to ride with you. I'm like, come, dude. And this dude had been delivering papers for like, it was like his job. And when he saw that, he's like, fuck that.
He said, fuck that.
And he called him. He's like, we're going to throw it out front. That's it. So this day, because of the delayed delivery because of the flat tire, the sun's just starting to come up.
Okay.
And I'm on my way to King's Dominion, which is an amusement park in Richmond, Virginia, with a friend of mine. And I tell him, chill right here. If I don't come back in a minute, for real, come fucking get me. Because now I'm going to be a nice guy. The sun's up a little bit. I'm going to walk that fucking paper and I'm going to throw it right to your door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I walk halfway down. Now I'm 3/4 of the way down, and I go to flip the paper. And as I let that paper go around that corner, this black hoodie, just all black hoodie, black pants, black shoes is sprinting right at me. And I mean full speed. And I froze, and I was like, and the guy's coming at me. And I look back, and it's so far back to run. I'm not going to fucking make it.
Yeah.
And I just made the decision. I was like, fuck it. And I just started running at that motherfucker. And I went right at him. And just as I was about to crush him, my cousin, he pulls his hood off. He's like, it's me.
No.
I was like, oh my God.
Same fucking story.
Oh my God. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing charging me? I was like, well, I figured I was probably going to die here. And I want to go out like a bitch. I'm going to go out at least swinging. Who knew? And then now that I know it's you, I would have won. I'd have picked your little ass up and fucked
you're like,
you
I fought you before.
Yeah, I would have fucked you up.
Damn. That's
it scared
so funny.
The shit out of me.
It is so scary.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Also, I've never been attacked by one of my friends.
Yeah. Oh man, we used to scare each other all the time.
Wild.
So, you know that I don't know if it's an urban legend, but the story of like women getting in their vehicles late at night and they put one foot down and the guy will cut their Achilles or grab them, all that Achilles. You ever
heard
of those?
That one?
They're like a bunch of those stories, you know.
Yeah.
And they're always telling women to look under their cars before they get in and all this shit. So that story had been going around for a while.
Under a car is like a tight squeeze, I feel.
It is.
Well, a friend of mine, we all worked at this retirement community in like high school and college. And he drove a Suzuki Samurai. Do you remember that car?
No.
It was a death trap. Literally.
That sounds like a Tekken character.
It was. It was their version of like a Jeep, so to speak. And it was. I think it was Auto Trader, one of them, rated it and said, this is a wretched vehicle. It would tip at like 35.7 miles an hour.
Definitely.
These things were trash.
Okay.
But everybody had them in like the late 80s, early 90s,
cheap, right?
And you could take the top off. You know, it was a cheap Jeep, you know? So it's a fucking lawnmower with a canvas top.
Okay.
But they sat up high enough. So one night, we all worked at this retirement community, but I'm not working that night. And I forget that it's patrolled by off-duty state police. So I decide I'm going to scare this motherfucker. And I slide under his car at, look at you over there, at, when he gets off. Yeah. And I slide under his car and I just wait for him to come out. Now, our friend Chris, he would stutter, but only when he got nervous. And the way he stuttered wasn't like he wouldn't keep hitting a letter like t-t-t-t-t-t. He would hold it. He'd be like, what are you doing, man? He'd hold the letter. You know what I mean? Why you here, man? That kind of shit, okay? Totally different stutter than I have ever heard before.
I've never processed the difference in those types of stutter.
That is two different kinds of stutter.
There's two different kinds of stutter.
Observation. Wow.
That is good, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting under his car. And here he comes, and he gets in, and he puts that one foot down, and I just go for it. And he's like, oh! And I didn't expect this man to scream like he's screaming. He fucking screamed, ah! Here come the police and shit. I'm like, oh, my fucking God.
No.
I had to crawl out and be like, nah, man, we're just trying to punk this fucking kid.
No.
We used to do him all the time. And then he would start like, why are you doing that shit, man?
No, you're contributing.
Give me a heart attack, man.
More to a stutter.
Yeah, that's what we would do.
What if he took away a stutter? That would have been cool.
If what?
If he took away a stutter.
I don't think you could scare
a
hiccups.
He doesn't stutter when he's scared.
I don't think you
can
scare a stutter out of
It's the hiccups of the throat.
You ain't scaring a stutter out of somebody.
No, I think he's constantly scared, and that's why he stutters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sad.
Constantly.
Man, yeah. We when I was younger, we had these neighbors that we met, and their mom would go to work in the morning, and during the summers, like, the girls would stay home because they think the oldest girl was, like, 12 or 13, and she was my friend. And then one day I was for some reason, when we were 12, I was like, let's hide in the back of your mom's car and see how far.
The trunk?
No, just the back seat.
Okay.
When she's in it and see how far we can get.
You like sit on the floor and put blankets over you or something like that.
Yeah, and in your head, when you're a kid, it's a good idea. And then when she gets in the car and we're hiding, we're all under the blankets, she pulls out, she goes down the street, and now we're panicking because now we're like, we're kind of too far.
Taking this way too far.
And we don't know
how to
do.
How are we
going to
surprise her? Are we going to terrify her and run
now
us
off
the road?
Now she's driving. We don't know how to stop. And then literally we just kind of slowly come out of the blankets and she's like, and then she just stops the fucking car and sobs. And we're like,
I started crying. She cried.
We're like, fuck, dude, this is not what we meant.
You scared the shit out of that.
And she just goes, get out.
She'd had enough.
And she just made us get out of the car. And we just had to walk into the house in silence.
Oh,
and we're like, your mom
man,
is mad.
Pissed.
Oh, yeah. Pissed. She was not happy. Oh. But like when you're a kid, you're just like, she's going to be like, whoa, you got me. Tickle, tickle.
Yeah.
I'm like, go.
Mom's going to love this. Yeah, mom's gonna love this.
She was. Oh, she said.
She cried her eyes out.
She said, "Get out." I was like, "I don't think I can hang out with y'all anymore."
That feeling of crying because you were just frightened is like that's a hard cry too. You're like,
and it's
you go from scared to relieved to terrified to pissed.
It's your kid and your neighbor's kid.
And your neighbor's kid.
Oh, it's annoying. It's annoying.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we fucked her up, dude.
That is traumatized. I bet you she remembers that shit to this day. Hell yeah.
One time in high school, this girl, Kelly, I'll say your name, bitch.
Okay. All right, Kelly.
Kelly, you fucking
bitch.
We're
at war with you, you dumb
fuck
bitch.
You,
she's
Kelly.
Always been a bitch and for no reason.
Yeah,
to
Kelly,
so
no
you're
reason.
You know what, Kelly? You have the fucking option to be cool and you weren't.
Yeah, so. What a bitch you are. So one time we were in the same TV production class and for like finals, the teacher would give you a project, like you'd take some of the football highlights and you'd put something together and edited a montage, and that was like part of the final. To see, she would come into the thing, it was like little pods, and she'd watch your thing and give you a grade for your final. And I found Kelly's saved file. She like had left it open, which was one of the rules in class. You should always make sure your file is close. No one can get through it.
About so to learn your
I had
difficult
to teach her
lesson.
A little lesson about production. And
okay.
I got in the file and I replaced her audio with my own fart.
Nuh-uh. Yes. Did you really? You had the extra.
I recorded a fart. I record, and bitch, if you're watching, that was me.
She didn't know, really?
That was fucking me. I farted on your final.
Did you?
I did it. I'll do it again.
I'm going back to school, bitch.
Me and my friend Brittany recorded it. We were dying laughing at the way the fart sounded.
Did she show it to the class?
Yeah, what happened? Do you
it
know
wasn't
the
to the
outcome?
Class, it's just to the teacher. We don't know. We weren't there, but we know she had to play it. And it was probably like, instead of being like, I love football at Bayside High, it was probably like, just over and over and over
on the loudspeaker.
Yeah, and if she had the chance to fix it, you know that shit hurt her feelings.
Yes,
that
someone farted in her
and
audio.
Took her audio out when replaced it.
Kelly, if you're watching this, it was me.
I farted on your final. You
I
said.
Farted on your final, and I'll do it again. I don't give a shit.
I did. I had a Kelly story. I'll give you a Kelly story.
I'll
we were
Kelly
in.
Story.
I want to say it's fifth grade. We had a kite flying contest,
okay.
Right? And there was this Kelly girl that was just always a better than thou. You know what I mean?
They
she was the straight
are.
A student. And so
they
she was smarter,
are.
Knew better, was better at everything than you were. Loved to tell you about it all the time. And she was going to win this kite flying competition. I'll never forget. I had a gala. I think you say gala. G-A-L-A kite. It was plastic. It was like a trash bag. And it had like two eyes on the underside. So it looked like some kind of like, I don't know, bat or some bullshit. It's black and white.
Okay.
She had this big, long, like dragon thing with the, you know.
Professional kite.
She had a kite.
She had
kite.
A fucking $200 kite.
But all these fucking kites were left in a room. And I went in. So the kite's in there. It's got a little knot and a sticker over it.
He's got a bad boy
sabotage.
And I snuck in there and I peeled that sticker off and I untied that knot loose and I put the sticker back on just enough to hold, you know, the string on there
for
a little bit.
So she thought she could have some fun.
Give her some false confidence.
I like that you gave her a little. Yeah.
And I let mine up there a little bit and hers went way up there and it's going.
And she's probably like this.
And it's going and all of a sudden it just gently broke off that string.
It's just gone.
And it started flying. I was like,
look at that. And I started dipping mine, like,
you started doing tricks with yours.
It sounds like a garbage bag. Yeah. I didn't have a nice guy.
But you know how to maneuver. It's like a car.
Let that bitch go. It went all the way. That shit broke off, went in the woods back in the neighborhood. She was crying. First place.
First
motherfucking place. Thank you.
You earned it.
And I'll do it again.
You absolutely earned that.
Thank you.
Yeah, fuck Kelly.
Straight up sabotage that kite,
screw
bitch.
Kelly's.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them. Did you have a Kelly?
I never had a Kelly. I never had a prank. I was nice growing up. People pranked me.
Don't let this bitch fool you.
What's the best prank someone
this
pulled
fool you
on you?
Tell you she was nice growing up. She threw a brawl at a lesbian.
I did throw a brawl at a lesbian.
Outed her in the cafeteria.
Oh, and outed her. That's
what. This is from your girlfriend, bitch.
I was dating my friend. She's fucking with my friend's feelings. I had to do something.
She outed her.
That's a hell of a way to do it.
Sometimes you gotta throw a bra in a bitch's face in high school. What do you want?
Sure, but you know what? I've never done like a secret sneaky prank. Like, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess like the love letters to my friend's crush was like, it was all like lighthearted stuff or whatever.
What was the poem? Can you tell Sickler of the Thrice? What was it?
Right. My friend was a lesbian in an all girls school, and she was like closeted for the longest time. We're just like her.
What a shame. Right. In an all-girls school? This is your fucking wheelhouse.
It's like being a diabetic in a candy shop, sweetie.
God forbid. I'd at least bumped into some titties, for Christ's sake. God.
I'm blind. I'm blind.
Right over the nipple.
So she would be like...
Let me just goldfish it.
Okay. First of all, she was the most obvious too. Like, it was just
she was Jane Lynch.
It was written all over. Yeah.
Just walked around wearing.
You little ladies about to have lunch today.
Just
it's
wearing
turkey
a key
day.
Ring. Got a key ring on and shit.
Turkey day.
Turkey day. I got some fucking softball bats out in my pickup. Yeah. Okay.
So she had this girl, this really pretty girl with a lisp that she was just obsessed with, right? She just like could not stop talking about her to the group of friends, but it was like a really big deal that it never came out to anybody, whatever. But I go to this girl's house like really often, and I convince her that in order to stop talking to me about this girl, I couldn't handle it anymore. I was like, I can't listen to how hot this chick is. I don't fucking care anymore, and you won't talk about it with anybody else but me, so it's like a problem for me.
Right.
So I convince her that we should just write letters to this girl, and I'll help her slip them in her locker when nobody's looking or whatever. And we used to write like the most like, so we would try to make them like funny but sensual and rhyming poems. That
throw
we,
them a letter.
We type, okay.
Give me,
so
here, give me a little
imagine
sample.
Imagine opening your
give
locker.
Give me a little sample.
Her hair, her eyes, her legs, so nice. No, her hair. Her eyes, her thighs so nice. I'd fuck her twice. Hell, I'd fuck her thrice.
Like a Dr. Sluice over here.
Dr. Sluice.
Sluice.
Isn't that the creepiest poem?
Thrice. Nobody's putting any thrice in my pussy, okay? I don't know what thrice is, but thrice will not be entering my pussy, okay?
Thrice? Who puts anything that rhymes with rice in a poem?
Listen, if I fucked you twice and you say thrice, you ain't getting that third one.
I mean,
you know
I was getting
mean?
Thrice.
You ain't getting thrice.
You're not getting thrice or fair.
I'd rather you call it a hat trick than thrice, for
dude,
Christ's
these
sake.
Things started romantic, and as time went on, we made them. They were just cringier and funnier and more.
But did the girl like it?
Well, it became kind of like a fun thing between her and her group of friends, where they would all get together and read them and wonder who
and
they're from.
So they never found out.
They had their suspicions.
Jane Lynch was giggling in the corner,
right, just peeking out from beside a locker to see
the only,
guys
the only girl in school with a bowl cut was giggling.
I'm done. Not with Jane Lynch.
They knew who
the fuck it was. Not Alex and Jane Lynch causing that trouble. Fucking her thighs thrice.
Thricely fucking.
Twice hella. And then we, yeah. Dude. This girl had such a lisp, too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Sickler. This is, we've. I don't know how to end this. How do we end on thrice?
And on the race, you want to write a poem?
Your
experience together tonight?
My friend Ryan.
Oh, man.
His eyes so nice. I'd have him on broad topics once or twice. Fuck. I'd have him thrice.
That's pretty solid out of the gate.
I might have him thrice.
That's
well, shit. Meeting him today sure was nice.
Well, that's nice. I'm going to go see if I can't get me a threesome. I'm going to start calling it that. I'm like, what you like? How many ladies are into a threesome? What's a threesome?
Have a threesome?
What's a threesome?
It's when you have a threesome three times over.
Is it nine people? It's just three.
Next time you're watching the NBA, they're going to go. Thrice. Sickler, thank you so much for
thank you for having me
podcast.
On. You're always
you
a good
fun?
Time. I did. Okay, you're good. Always. You guys are always a good time.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there anywhere you want to plug?
Yeah. Ryan Sickler on all social media. RyanSickler.com. Subscribe to the Honeydew. Subscribe to my YouTube. Come out and see me on tour.
Hell yeah! And don't let them be humble about it. The Honeydew. It's the fucking funniest podcast ever. You talk about, you highlight the lowlights. It's people's stories. They tell
Thank
you their
you.
Stories in a funny way. Their most tragic moments of their life or craziest moments. It's awesome. So make sure you go check that out. Alex, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. And if you like this show, head to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code TOPIX, TOPIX. You're going to get a 7-day free trial with access to every episode of every show on demand, bonus content, live chat, and more. So do that.
Okay. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. And check out my other podcast, This Bitch with Sarah Weinchenk. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.